stand in your presence. Father, pray you forgive us. For this morning is one of realizing who we are in Christ. We are your sons, your daughters. You didn't spare your only begotten Son to save the world. How do we get to think so highly of ourselves, of our comforts, of our relaxation, of our peace, of our time? We just don't constantly offer it to you. Well, I pray that our lives will be one of an example of the love of Jesus Christ for a lost and dying world, that we will be setting the example. I pray this morning that you will be convicting our hearts, that you will be bringing about a re-engineering of our heart to be focused on you, a complete and total transformation, that we others above our own needs and our own desires, so that we may reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ by our very lives, so that when we speak the word of truth, it has a soil that is ready to receive the seed. Pray this morning that you'll open the word of God and make it so clear to us how our lives are conformed to it, instead of trying to conform your word to our lives. There's the power of the Spirit to be so present and overwhelming that we are in awe of your majesty. To Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. We have your Bibles, turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 5. If we have daylight savings time next year, every year there's the talk and debate whether that should happen or shouldn't happen or whatnot. But if we have it next year, you need to do what we do. You just need to set your clocks about noon on Saturday. Just lose that hour then and just go to bed just at a normal time and start to get that ball rolling. And so it is a great way to trick your kids and go to bed and not even tell them the difference. And so go ahead and do that next year. We prayed for and we're going to share a little bit more with our youth, but they left about 5 o'clock this morning. And so Sundays I strive to get here early, and so I was in the parking lot coming around from the back to the front, and Keto was walking toward the vans with his head down and said, "Hey, good morning," and he about fell out blue. He said, "Yeah, by the right time, I should be at 4:30 back here." And so I pulled my vans around, and everyone let me get dressed up for sharp for this early in the morning just to see us off. I thought I'd be a fancy taxi driver for you all day. And so pray for them. About an hour and a half, about 2 hours, they were in Paris. They got there in the United States, didn't you? They were in Paris, and they said if you take the right route, you can be in Moscow in a couple hours. So they're on their way. Hopefully, they're able to get there because of flood roads and all the way down to New Orleans. And so just be lifting them up in prayer. Turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 5, we're going to begin in verse 14. If you want, would you stand in honor of the reading of the word of God? Verse 14 says, "Moreover, from that time I was appointed to be the governor in the land of Judah in the 12th year to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king. 12 years, neither I nor my brothers ate the final violence of the governor. The former governors who were before me laid heavy burdens on the people and took them for their daily rations, 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants lorded over the people, but I did not do so. Why? Because of fear of God. I also preserved the work of this wall, and we acquired no land, and all my servants were gathered there for work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 men, Jews and officials beside those who came to us from the nations that were around us. should have to split it 50-50. It was just wonderful. And as we're sitting down after the little mini competition, I said, it was hot, you guys didn't even realize. I said, you have all the water you want. And I laughed when I looked at my cup. I said, there was a whole case of bottles of water ice cold 10 feet away. You had all that you wanted. But what happens in life so often, we come to church and we get that little bit of cup of water, but we never go to the source. Power stories and all these romantic books and soap operas and movies that I wish I could be in and not have that movie. But he's not that type of person. Always fantasizing about something else because it's the same thing. Taking that gift that God has given to you and making it an object that I can take and put on the side or the back burner or not truly lift up to Jesus Christ. If you are faithful in the little things, what happens to me when God expands the sphere of influence? The more he is faithful to God because he fears him, God expands how much he has underneath him. And he has more control, not control. He has more power to share the love of Jesus Christ. His bigger audience to show why he is faithful. He promises to follow after God. And so often we as Christians miss this very much. As an example, we see in verse 14, he doesn't take all that. He's an example. He's a difference maker. He is a light on a hill shining for the world to see, not on the lampstand covered by the basket. I feel like I do that a lot. So I feel like a lot of times I just want to come up and I just want to shelter away. Thank you. this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Having this mind, this means the mind of Jesus Christ. Remember that one who left his throne and came and walked us here? When we are weak, worthless sinners, we saw him as the enemy. We hated everything about him. That's the man that died. That's the man that came and loved us, that gave his very life for us. That's the mind a Christian ought to have. But think about it. That is the mind a Christian does have if he's a follower. salvation.